you see my set of keys?
Your keys are on my head. How do I know where they are?
The keys were in my pocket, but now they aren't.
What do you want me to do
Yavar,
about it?
Yavar, Mashrahim, the van will be here in a few minutes. Find Saeed and unload the van.
Where's Saeed, Layla, huh?
What? What are you asking me for?
A few minutes ago, he was here.
This is such a big mess, you know? If I get my hands on Saeed, I'm gonna give him a good slap with the back of my hand.
What are you going to hit with the back of your hand?
Why doesn't this door open? What's wrong with this door? Mashrahim!
Yes, ma'am?
Come here a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Give me your key to open the door.
I can't find the keys, ma'am.
You can't find them?
They were in my coat. Now they're not. Please let me try.
Here.
There's a key on the other side, ma'am.
You mean there's someone in there?
It's probably Saeed, the devil. It's his doing.
Saeed? Yavar?
Yes, ma'am?
Bring me the key to that door.
Okay, miss.
Curse the devil. Hey, he got out, hey! It's all my fault. I'm very sorry. I should have kept my wits about me more. I saw he kept going around the kitchen. He had something in his mind. So he did what he wanted then, I guess. The cheeky devil, Saeed, I can't believe it.
Hey, he's messed up my day, too. I should have realized he was after the keys. I should slap him hard with the back
Yavar.
Of my...
Yavar!
Okay, ma'am.
By the way, who was your guest last night?
Just one of my friends.
Who?
I think it was Saeed.
Can I believe that?
Well, actually, no. Look, I have a confession to make. I recently met someone.
Someone?
Look, I should have told you earlier. It's been about 2 years. She's very good. She's very kind. Come on, her name is Shada. Who else could it be? Who else could be a part of my life like that, huh? Look, I swear to you from the bottom of my heart that I won't think about anyone else but my future wife.
If you are telling the truth, why don't you listen to me?
What do you mean by that? Like why we haven't gotten married until now? Your dad won't give you your share either.
I didn't mean marriage. I don't like the things you do, your comings and goings, your friends.
For example?
Like Mehran, what does he want with you?
Look, the poor guy has a problem and I have to sort it out for him.
How much money does he give you to sort out his problem? I'll give you twice as much to have nothing to do with him.
But why would you?
Because I don't like him. He has a police record. He was in prison.
What are you worried about? Uncle Farhad was in prison too.
Well, I don't really like him either.
Why don't you just say let's stop seeing everyone then?
Sasan, I'm worried about you. About myself and our life together.
Hello.
He's one of them.
You're so good.
Hey, hello.
Sasan, come out, I want to talk to you.
So, couldn't you find it?
There weren't any checks or promissory notes, but I actually found something else instead.
What?
A remnant of the past. You knew about it, right?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about all your plans. You sent me to the restaurant to get a rundown on things, right? What are you hiding from me?
Hiding what? You know I've told you everything I know.
You haven't told me everything. You didn't tell me about the relationship between Layla and my dad.
I told you about that myself.
You told me, but you didn't tell me everything. You told me you saw them in the park. You didn't say anything about their past.
About their past? What past is that? I don't know anything.
You're lying.
I swear I don't know anything.
Who's your friend?
Who? Mehran? I told you about him too.
What does he have to do with my father?
Nothing.
Certainly, Haji, yes. I'll see to it for you.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, yes. I'll get in touch with you. Have a good day in the meantime. God bless you. Hello. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
So what's new?
Sorry for coming without notice.
That's okay. Has something happened? Have you had news from Sabah?
I've brought whatever telephone numbers or addresses I have from her.
You seem distraught and agitated. Has something happened?
No.
So what?
The truth is, it's about Saeed.
Saeed? Something's happened? Have you spoken to him?
Actually, I don't think that'll be possible now.
What do you mean?
I guess that he had suspicions about our relationship, but...
But what? Why don't you say anything?
While I was out, Saeed went into my room.
In your room?
When I arrived, he escaped through the back door.
I just can't believe it.
Look, he took one of the photos of me and you from, the night of our engagement. And it could be that he followed me here.
Thank you. Thank you for all your help. Here you are.
Thank you, madam.
Thanks. Good day.
God bless you.
Hello.
Hello, Haji Reza.
How are you?
How are you?
More power to you.
Thank you.
It looks like your business has improved in the last few days.
It's not bad, but it brings in enough money to make ends meet.
I'm sure, with all the hard work you've been putting in here. God willing, you will be successful. Soon.
I'm not so sure, Haji.
Please don't think so negatively. Just by being here and having your health is enough to thank God for. Little by little, you'll expand the business. And buy your own shop. Haji Habib will always help you.
Haji, my friend. It seems that Marzia comes and tells you everything about our life, just like she used to in the past.
Marzia didn't tell me anything. I found out myself. From the grapevine of our common acquaintances. Besides, you and Mozen, there's only Haji Habib.
Yes, you're right.
I don't want to take up too much of your time. Marzia came to the factory. She said some things. Apparently because of the arguing between you and Mozen. She's sensitive.
She hasn't heard anything, she's already sensitive.
When she does hear about it, what do you think her reaction will be?
I don't know. I don't want to think about it anymore.
Yes. It's not to the family's advantage.
And by family, of course, you're referring to Mozen. Just so you know, I really don't want anything to come between a brother and sister.
Mozen doesn't want to create any enmity between a husband and a wife either. That's why he's kept quiet all these years.
Okay, Haji.
Okay, what, Fahd?
You want me to remain silent, right?
Yes, I do. Silence very often saves a person. But I have come here to ask you something else. It seems there is no other way but for you and Mozen to be separated. It's better you move somewhere else.
Did Mozen ask you to say this?
No. I want it.
Okay, so tell me, Auntie, have you found out anything else?
What do you mean?
I mean about my father and Uncle Farhad.
That's enough. It's all making me very ill, Saeed.
I understand.
Where did you hear that pack of lies from anyway?
I'd like to tell you, huh? But sometimes you make a promise to someone and it stops you from spilling the beans.
Meaning what?
Leave it, Auntie. You just said a pack of lies, so there's no need to tell you who told them, right? They probably didn't even think it's good for you to know.
Saeed, it looks like you don't realize how ill I feel.
Yeah? Well, as it happens, I do. I'd feel the same if I were in your shoes. Sometimes we don't know something. It's right there, but we don't know it. And then sometimes we hear half of the story, and then it eats away at our brain. I understand how you feel.
I'm feeling like this because I don't know the whole story, do you understand? Tell me the whole story so I can start to feel better.
Ah. I'll tell you. But first of all, you have to tell me what you know about this picture, okay?
Where did you get this photo from?
That doesn't matter. Now please, give me any information that you have.
Well, this photo was taken years ago.
Well, that's obvious.
So that's your father, and that's Layla there.
That's obvious too. Tell me about the things the picture doesn't say.
It's a picture of their engagement.
You mean to tell me they got married?
No, they didn't get to marriage. They broke up in the end.
And all these years?
They didn't have any news from each other.
What, they never saw each other?
No, never.
Are you sure?
What do you mean?
Okay, so continue. What's next?
You haven't told me everything, so why should I? Go and ask your father about the rest.
Okay, I'll tell you. Why do you get so upset? I heard it from Sasan, okay? So go and ask him about the rest. So please, could you tell me anything else about my father and that woman?
That's it. Just as I said. Hello, brother.
Hello.
You must be tired.
Thanks. Where to at this time of night?
I'm going to see Zora. She's not feeling well.
Has something happened?
You know what happened. Brother, when are these arguments with Farhad going to come to an end?
Oh, come on now. What arguments do you mean?
Oh, that's interesting. So where exactly is this fire that's destroying all of our lives coming from?
Has Farhad said something again?
Yes, brother. While I'm out, for God's sake, go and speak to Farhad and finish this ongoing argument, please. You have to do it. Go on, brother.
Hello.
Hello. Was the door open? Oh, no. You have the key to the door. You're the landlord. You give yourself the right to open the door of your tenant's house without their permission to peek at their life. Marzia's gone out. She has fed your children. I think there's still some food left for you.
I saw her as she was leaving. I've come here to speak with you.
Haji Reza told me what you want. Any day now, we'll move out. Don't you worry about it.
Give me a break, Farhad. You know exactly how much I care for you.
You care for me? With care like that from friends, who needs enemies, huh?
Okay. Listen, I made a mistake. I thought I was working in your favor. I thought I would be taking your son so you wouldn't fall off the cliff.
But you pushed me off the cliff. You destroyed me.
And so now you want to get your revenge? By ruining your son's life?
Look who's talking about trying to ruin their son's life. You are a loser, Mohsen. You are hiding behind a pack of lies.
Farhad, why do you want to dishonor yourself?
The time of my dishonor is over. Now it's your turn.
Me? What have I got to lose?
Oh, plenty. You have a lot of things to lose. That innocent face of yours, pretending to have faith in God, hiding behind an honorable past that isn't even yours.
But it's all yours, Farhad. I don't want anything but faith.
This thing you call faith, I just call it business.
I can only say that I feel pity for you, Farhad. Pity.
Yes, my situation calls for pity. You put me in prison for a crime I didn't commit. Filed a false case against me for what? What's in it for you? You are going to pay for this, Mohsen. Now get out.
Mohsen? Tell me, did you really have Farhad put in prison?
Farhad. Tell her. Explain to her.
I don't want to hear any more from you. I've already heard enough, way too much, now and before from Said. Mohsen, I can't even believe you did this to Nima and me.
Said? Said? Ah, you're here. Tell me, did you hear the shouting?
What shouting is that?
Fight between Dad and Uncle Farhad.
You weren't here. How come you ended up downstairs?
Believe me, I wasn't eavesdropping. Auntie's front door was open, and I just heard them fighting.
So what did you hear?
Auntie and Uncle Farhad threw Dad out of their house.
They did what?
Uncle was shouting it was Dad that landed him in prison.
And what did Dad say?
Nothing.
Nothing? What else did you hear?
I only heard the last bit. But Uncle Farhad said that he was put in prison, but that he was innocent. Saeed? What power did Dad have to put Uncle Farhad in prison like that?
I don't know. Now go.
Saeed? Will you come to school with me tomorrow? Hello, Dad.
Hello, son. Where's Saeed?
In his room.
Vahid, son. Go to the top of the road and buy some fruit.
Buy fruit? At this time of night?
Who cares if it's day or night? Go. Come back quick.
All right.
Hello. Come out here. I want to talk to you.
About what?
About what you've been up to. Your pessimism. About the things you think you know, but you don't. Come out.
Okay, I'm listening.
You and I, like any other father and son, had plenty of opportunities to get to know each other. But it seems this never happened. I don't know how much I'm to blame in the middle of all this. But if I've hidden anything from you, I had my reasons.
True. Everybody has reasons for hiding things.
Let me finish what I want to say. If I've hidden anything about Farhad and the past, it was because I didn't think it would help to say anything. But because of all the uncalled for interference from you, what shouldn't have happened, happened.
Really, Father? I don't want to hear any of this.
Oh, really?
Your past and Uncle Farhad's is your business.
But Marzieh said that you told her some things. Things that upset her and made her ask me to go and comfort Farhad.
If you've done anything wrong, you have to go and answer for it. And it seems you had no answer.
That's enough. You don't know anything.
I never knew about anything. And why? Because it wasn't to your advantage for anyone to know.
What did you gain for trying to reveal everything?
I just wanted to get to know my father.
You want to know me? Would you like to know what went on between us?
I've already found out all I need to know.
What? What have you found out? What did you go and tell your aunt? And who did you hear it from?
It's not important.
It is important to me. Farhad or Sasan? Which one told you, huh? Which one said it?
Come on, what difference does it make? This one or that one? What's important is that you hid it. And now that it's been revealed, you can't justify yourself.
I hid it because I was worried about the lives of Farhad, Marzieh, and Nima. And I still say nothing because of them.
Very good. Like always, you're in the right. I don't have anything to say. I can't say anything.
Wait. I haven't finished what I was saying. What else do you want to know about my past, huh?
Nothing.
Yes, you do. You were out trying to unearth something else, too. But instead of asking, you went out and did the worst thing possible.
What are you talking about?
Going back to the restaurant on the pretext of needing work, and going into Layla's room. I can't believe it, Said. Your stubbornness and animosity towards me has led you to, God forgive me, like a thief. You took that lady's key and went into her room without permission. Why have you sunk so low? Because you suspect me?
Can I say something?
Yes, talk. I want to hear. Why did you do it? Why? Tell me.
Because of you hiding things, Father. But you always think that you're right, huh? You probably thought it wasn't wise to say anything about your secret relationship either.
Secret relationship?
That's right. And this adventure seems to go back a very long way.
That's enough already. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yep, as always, I don't understand. But you do, of course. And instead of owning up to your relationship, you got me and that poor girl fired so that you could do what?
You and that girl being fired had nothing to do with me and Layla knowing each other. It's been more than 20 years since we heard anything from each other.
Well, thank God I accidentally brought you two together. I've heard your story, too. You were going to get married. But unfortunately, it didn't happen. You had some good days together, and now fate is smiling you again. Good for you.
You are talking nonsense. If I choose to see that lady, it is because of her problems. Because of her daughter and her problems.
That's good. So if I want to help someone because they have problems, you won't pester me?
Listen up. You can't make excuses for your mistakes like that.
Now that it's about me, it's a mistake. But what you do is charitable and solving a problem. No, I'm used to it. Grown-ups are just like that. They justify their own behavior, but when it comes to youngsters, the same thing is wrong and shameful. It's great!
I haven't done anything I need to justify.
Okay, but now that I am supposed to talk, let me leave nothing unsaid.
Go ahead.
Tell me that you're not thinking about marrying Layla.
I told you already.
Yeah, you told me that you're helping her out with her problems. I remember that.
What do you want from me, son?
Just give me an answer. As you always say, the answer is only one word, yes or no.
I can't say just yet.
And why not?
Because I don't know what's going to happen.
Right, you can't give me an answer because there's still something that you're hiding, okay? I have nothing more to say.
Yesterday I went to find the girl's house. And you should know, the address was wrong, she's lying to you. I mean, in that neighborhood, no one knew that girl or her family.
Where did you get the address from? Excuse me, what a stupid question. It's obvious who gave it to you.
You mean to tell me that it's not important that she lied?
I didn't hear any lies.
I'm telling you that I asked around. She gave a false address.
Now you tell me what's worse, Father. That I want to get to know my father, or that that girl gave a false address, or that you go following people around to find out what they're up to.
I did it because of what you said to me. You said you care for her. I thought you might want to marry her.
Did I ever speak about marriage?
What do you mean?
Does a friendship between a boy and a girl mean marriage?
Between a boy and a girl?
That's right, friendship. Me and Brita are friends, and we have no intention of getting married.
What does that even mean?
Don't you know what it means? Of course not. Because you are still living in the past, Father. Because you aren't prepared to face reality or understand the youth. And you don't know me either.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day then.
Hello.
Hello.
Have you been waiting long?
It's about an hour. I wanted to talk to you about Said's friend, you know?
Said's friend?
Come with me, I'll explain.
Oh, no. If you realized who she was, why didn't you tell her you were Said's friend?
I was dumbfounded. She got in the car and told me to drive.
And you set off?
I drove just a few yards and then told her she'd actually gotten the wrong car. I told her to get out. From the moment she got in, I should have told her to get out.
Well, maybe she recognized you, and that's exactly the reason she got into your car.
No way. How would she know me? And anyways, I'd seen her doing something before.
Doing what?
getting into strangers' cars. She thought I...
That's enough!
Please forgive me. I shouldn't have gone anywhere near her. I know that. I made a mistake.
You should have said these things to Saeed.
I told you he wouldn't let me open my mouth. He's infatuated by that girl.
Where is Saeed now?
He's choosing university courses. He'll take hours.
Can you point the girl out to me, please?
What do you want to say to her?
I want to see her. So you lied to me.
I didn't lie to you.
You did. You said Farhad gave it to you for as long as you wanted to stay there.
Until he comes out of prison.
And now you're saying he put the apartment in your name?
Yeah, because if he hadn't, they would have taken it off of him like the rest of his property.
Uh-huh. So really, you were his caretaker. You looked after it for him, and now you have to give it back, right?
Shh. Just don't say anymore. Let me just see what I have to do, okay? Hello. How are you? I have to see him.
That's her there.
You should go then.
If Saeed finds out, he'll be upset, you know.
Getting upset is better than disaster.
Very well.
Hello. Hello.
Can I speak to you for a few minutes, please?
There's nothing wrong with the way I'm dressed.
Well, if you say so. But it's not because of that I'm here.
So what's it about?
Saeed has things to do in uni. Let's talk for a minute, and then you can go on waiting for him. Is that okay?
You mean Saeed sent you?
No.
Could I ask who I have the honor of meeting?
A friend.
Whose friend? Mine or Saeed's?
Your friend. Saeed's acquaintance.
But you see, I don't have any friends like you.
What's the harm of having a type like this in your collection? Maybe they're worth listening to.
So it's true, I was right. It's about religious guidance.
If you're ready to listen, then why not? Could we go for a walk? There's a park right near here. I promise that before Saeed gets back, I'll be finished.
And why should I come with you?
I have things to say about Saeed that are to your advantage.
So Farhad's wife and son know what Mohsen did?
Yeah, they do. It's really bad. And I'm caught up in the middle of it. Farhad wants to get the apartment off me.
You should have thought about getting a validated copy sooner.
Well, I had no idea he'd throw this at me like this.
What do you want to do now?
Nothing. I have to go after the documents, and then I gotta get rid of it.
What's Saeed doing? What's he up to?
He went poking around in Layla's office and had another argument with his dad.
Why doesn't he leave that poor kid alone? What did Mohsen find out?
Nothing. He put it down to Saeed being suspicious about his dad and Layla.
I wanna see Saeed.
Oh, come on, leave it, Mehran. I've already told you what a nag Mohsen is.
Mohsen. When the time is right, there's something for him too.
Are you studying agriculture?
No, aerospace.
Wow, that must be a difficult subject.
But on the other hand, it's fun. You're always spaced out.
Good. Have you known Saeed for a long time?
It's been about a year.
Okay. From where?
Through a mutual friend.
So you're gonna get married?
Yes, of course, God forbid. We're not just boyfriend and girlfriend.
Do you really intend on getting married?
You're repeating yourself. Next.
I suppose Saeed is the man you've been looking for.
Well, you see, I have to investigate a little, because my ideal man should be honest, trustworthy, have faith, and a bit of money. Is that okay with you? Good enough?
No. You're forgetting an expensive car.
Yeah, that's important, too.
But Saeed doesn't have a car.
He's promised to buy one. Excuse me, teacher. Can I go buy two ice creams now?
I don't want one.
So decisive. But you are right. Eating ice cream in a public place is very indecent, especially if you're a girl.
That's good. So I see you can distinguish right from wrong.
Listen, teacher, we were supposed to talk about Saeed, which you haven't. You haven't introduced yourself properly either. I think it's time to say goodbye.
There are just a few more things to say.
Make it quick. I don't want to keep Saeed waiting.
Is Saeed important to you?
Why do you ask?
I mean, do you know the difference between being friends and married?
Uh-huh. You should have said earlier. I am stepping on your toes. Are you his girlfriend?
Well, you seemed more intelligent than that.
You are right. Saeed's taste is not that bad.
Listen, miss. Maybe Saeed's behavior has made you think otherwise, but neither him nor his family has anything in common with you.
Yeah, you're good. Hello, Saeed. Hello.
Hello, I'm in front of the university. Where are you?
I am in a park nearby.
With who?
With an acquaintance.
What acquaintance?
I don't know. She won't introduce herself properly.
I think maybe a teacher of religious studies?
You've left me standing here and are speaking to who? Leave it. I don't want Uncle Reza to think we're unreliable right from the start.
Okay, sure.
But I'm beginning to actually like her. You go and text me the address.
So don't be late, okay?
Okay, I won't.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Did you see how he can't wait to see me?
Yeah, because he probably doesn't know you well.
But I know you very well. You are a selfish, proud girl brought up with a silver spoon in her mouth who likes to humiliate others.
Forget about Saeed.
You can tell him that yourself.
Go and tell him everything about you.
I don't care. Do whatever the hell you like.
The driver of the car that you got into around the same time yesterday turned out to be an acquaintance.
Miss Karimi! Miss Karimi, what happened?
I'm sorry. Please leave this for another time. Excuse me.
Hey, don't forget about coming to our house.
Hello.
Hello. Where on earth have you been?
You don't know anything about that woman and her interrogation?
What interrogation? And who was that teacher you mentioned?
A girl wearing a chador who drove me mad. She said she was an acquaintance of yours. Don't you know who she is?
Could guess. Anyway, let's go in for now. My Uncle Reza has been waiting for an hour.
Saeed, we really need to talk.
Okay, we'll talk after. Come on, let's go.
Hello.
Hello.
Where did Uncle Reza go?
He went to the other workshop. Wait in the office. I'll go and call him for you. Hey, Dad. Saeed is here.
Leave it, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
No, there's somebody with him. It's a girl. Did you know about it?
I myself told them to come.
He's very rude.
What are you talking about?
But why has he gone and brought her here?
Don't jump to conclusions about others so quickly. Go and give them each an application form to fill in before I go there. Go on.
Do you really want to take them on?
Yes.
So, Amir, how's business going?
Thank God.
Thank God. Hopefully it'll get better too, huh?
Fill these in.
What is it?
If you look at it, you'll know.
Ah. Say, don't trouble yourself, Amir. We don't drink tea and stuff. Bita, come and sit here and fill this in.
Thank you.
It's the same girl that interrogated me. Is that your cousin?
Yeah, when you told me, I guessed that it was Rehane.
That's her name, Rehan?
What's Ali's doing? Crafty devil is pushing his luck lately.
Who's Ali?
Rehane's fiancé.
Said, we have to go.
Hold on, Bita. Didn't you want to work here?
Do you really think your uncle will employ us?
What are you frightened of? What damage can Rehanu do?
What's worse than the fact that you and me are dating?
So we're dating. What has that got to do with anyone? Anyway, Uncle Reza is not like that. He's great. Come on, fill in the form. Come on.
I bet Rehan has telephoned your uncle and told him everything.
Then why on earth did you go out with that girl?
She said she wanted to tell me some secrets about you.
Secrets about me?
I know. I thought you were friends or knew each other in some way, and you didn't want me to know about it.
You're mad. Have I ever kept anything from you?
Said, I have to tell you something.
What?
Hello.
Hello.
Excuse me for being so late. I was talking on the phone. Why are you standing up? Please, have a seat. Ma'am, please, sit down. Said, you too. Said has told me a lot about you, and he wouldn't do that unless it's the absolute truth. Right, Said?
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to our factory. You haven't filled in the forms.
Uncle, what for? You know everything about me. Don't you know my name?
My dear Said, the rules are rules, whoever it is. Please fill them in. Here you are. Please. Actually, I was thinking about recruiting a few people. We have a lot of different work here. Some of it's men's work. The sewing department and accountancy would be suitable for her. Just write down which one you prefer.
Yes.
So I expect that you live nearby, huh?
Not very.
But you'll promise to get here on time.
That's good. Did you know each other before, working in the restaurant?
No.
Give me the name of the place you worked before.
Is it necessary?
Yes, for the past records, insurance, and things like that.
Well, I used to work in a company.
Just write down the address and telephone number, please. We work a full day, 8 hours a day. 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. Could you write down your father's work address, please?
My father is retired, and I have a brother who is studying in another town. I don't really have anyone else.
Let me explain about the salary and the perks. I should say this is a basic salary and then overtime, which adds up to about 400 to 600,000 tomans a month. Said knows the rules, and my one big condition is that we have your dad's permission.
My father is in the hospital.
I hope he recovers soon. But if he gives his permission over the phone, I will find that acceptable.
As I said, my father is in the hospital, and unfortunately, he can't speak. Excuse me, I think we live too far from here. Allow me the time to think about it.
Said, go and talk to her, but I don't think she really wants to work here.
Wait, Bita! What happened all of a sudden?
You mean you really don't know?
Know what?
That this is all a plan. I am surprised you don't get it, Said.
What plan's that?
A plan to break us up, don't you see? Let me make it clear, so that you can finally get rid of me.
That's total nonsense.
That girl said I have to break up with you.
She went too far. And anyway, what has that got to do with my Uncle Reza?
They are all connected. What that girl said, her dad's application form, what her fiancé said.
Hang on a minute. When did you see Ali?
I got in his car.
What, you got into his car?
When you stood me up, he pretended to be a taxi driver and picked me up.
What do you mean?
He started to talk to me and I told him to stop and let me out.
What did he say?
I don't know. He asked me some stupid questions. Where do you live? What do you do? Are you a student or not? I told him to let me out, that he's not the type.
Not the type? What type?
A taxi driver, of course.
So you were worried about that?
What? Worried about what?
Ali went and told Rehana and she came to see you. And Uncle Reza probably knows something about it too.
Don't you trust me, Said?
Answer my question.
What do you want to know?
Do you know what my uncle said? He said that girl won't come back here. Why?
Because I don't like to be interrogated and I hate mistrust.
Is that why you didn't fill in the form? Why you didn't give a telephone number or the address of the hospital where your dad is, and you gave the wrong address before?
Before?
Yes, to Layla.
How do you know that?
Because I went there and was told there isn't such an address.
Why didn't you tell me that you're suspicious of me?
Because it didn't matter to me what others say.
And what about now?
I want an answer to my question. Why did you get in Ali's car?
I wanted to go home and there was no taxi, so I tried to get in a passing car like yesterday, like today, like any day, like anyone else.
Do you always just get in anyone's car whenever there are no taxis?
Okay, I made a mistake, but that boy... What was his name? Ali, he knew me. So why didn't he let on and pretend? I know it's all over between us from now on. But first, I want to show you something. So please come with me. My father has been like this for a few months, neither dead or alive.
I am so sorry, Bita.
Why sorry? Phone your uncle and tell him Bita's dad wants to give his permission.
Wait!
Go, Saeed.
Go where?
You should go after your dreams.
Wait a second. Well, you're one of my dreams.
I've got thousands of problems. I'm no good for you. I've told you this a million times.
So why haven't you ever spoken about your problems?
Not spoken about them? Didn't I tell you my dad was ill? Did you believe me?
Okay, but I believe you now. Please, take me to see your house.
House? What house?
I lied to you, Bita. I never went to your house. My dad went there, to the wrong address that you gave Layla.
Yeah, I gave her the wrong address because I didn't want anyone to know about the poverty and misfortune I live in.
I understand you.
No, no you don't. Nobody understands me, Saeed. Listen, I don't want to see you anymore. We are finished. We're through from now on.
Bita, believe me, I've made my choice.
Enough, Saeed. Your whole family is following us.
I know what I want, and it's nothing to do with anybody.
Saeed, I know I am in debt to you. I promise to pay it back. Just please don't call me anymore.
Tomorrow, 10 o'clock, the same place.
How do I look?
Oh, that's great. You look very nice.
Is everything ready?
Everything's ready. The fruit, the cakes, drinks. How many more times are you going to ask?
What can I do, Mom?
You can't wait, can you?
Oh, no. I'm not even fully ready yet.
You kept asking if everything is ready, but you're not ready yourself. While you get ready, I'll open the door.
Okay.
Oh, it's you, Saeed. Come in.
Hello, Mrs. Saburi.
Hello. Come on in.
Could you call Ali, please?
Come inside. As it happens, I'm waiting for your cousin and her mother, too. Please, come on in.
دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمیترسم اگه گاهی دامون بیاسر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی شد یه لحظه بر نمیداره. داری از دست من میری، با دستای خودت داری همه خستیمو میگیری. دو کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده، مگه میزار دلتنگی، مگه گگه امون میده.
مریضم کرده تنهایی، ببین حالم پریشونه.
منو
تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دادم.